This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I said waste, fraud, and abuse for Medicaid. If you find waste or fraud or abuse, we want to strengthen Medicaid. We want to strengthen Medicare. Waste, fraud, and abuse. The Democrats will let illegals be on. They'll destroy it. It will be destroyed. They want to have illegal immigrants be on. And if you do that, because that's not, it wasn't designed for that. Waste, fraud, and abuse.
Can you guarantee?
Yeah, that's the president yesterday after meeting with Republicans talking about the big, beautiful bill. We know it would include some waste savings in Medicaid, but if you listen to any Democrat in the world today that can get in front of a camera, they'll look into the camera and say, Republicans want to take health care from poor people. That's my worst Chuck Schumer imitation. So that's kind of what you're getting from them. And the Republicans are still meeting. They're in hearings. They've been in hearings all night long trying to get something hammered out here. You got to give them credit for hanging in there overnight. And I want to get to our friend Chad Pergram, nice enough to give us a few minutes this morning. Chad, how are you? You tired or what?
Good morning. Well, we're just kind of keeping an eye on what they're doing in the Rules Committee here. This is the gateway to the House floor, that particular committee. And that committee, you have to get it out of that committee and then put it on the floor. What we're really waiting for here is what we call a manager's amendment from House Speaker Mike Johnson. Now, supposedly what that would do is go through and fix all the problems. You have problems from members wanting this deduction for SALT, state and local taxes, New York members, New Jersey members, Pennsylvania members, California members. Maybe there's something that can be done on deficit reduction. Maybe there's something else to be done on Medicaid, maybe some other promises. I always look at a manager's amendment as like the fix-all. But what you want to do with that manager's amendment is fix things and not break something else.
Yeah.
And, Mark, I know this. Growing up, when I was a little kid, I would come downstairs on Christmas morning, and I'd get most of the gifts that I wanted, not everything. I determined I needed a manager's amendment, and that would fix it all. You know, whatever that toy was. So think of it in that context. So House Speaker Mike Johnson said yesterday that he knows where these loose ends are, and that's what he's trying to tie up in that manager's amendment. And so what I would expect to happen at some point here is the Rules Committee would maybe go out into a recess and wait for Johnson, be that today, be that tomorrow, and introduce that and then socialize that with their members and then say, okay, we think we got it, and go to the floor and vote.
Did the president move the needle yesterday with people like, I don't know, Chip Roy? And I know he certainly probably didn't with Thomas Massie because he called him out, didn't he?
Well, I talked to Thomas Massie, and, you know, he's just not going to vote for this no matter what. Chip Roy at one point last night signaled that things were coming along, that things were getting ironed out. And then we got a bit of a hand signal that maybe from him and some other members of the Freedom Caucus that maybe the bill was not quite as good. I mean, Steve Scalise, the majority leader, described the president as the closer. And so if he's unable to, you know, close the deal, then they have a problem.
Right.
But, you know, I think that that pressure campaign will go to some of these folks. And you know, if they did have a hiccup overnight, I just said this on our air a couple of minutes ago, you always have some stumbling block that arises at the last minute when you're trying to do a bill of this magnitude. It always happens. And then that member or that issue or whatever becomes central. Now, again, they can only lose three votes. Massey's one. Who are the other two? Just this morning, within the past hour, we have gotten word that Jerry Connolly, the Democratic representative from Virginia, has died. He is the third House Democrat, get this, to die since March. He is the fifth to die within a year. So I always say it's about the math. This actually, in a macabre way, does not actually help the Republicans, because we have 432 members in the House now with Connolly's death. And so there are 220 Republicans and now 212 Democrats. So that's a margin of eight. So if you were to lose four, that's a tie vote, 216-216. By rule, a tie vote loses. So three is still the magic number in the House for the Republicans, even though Jerry Connolly passed away this morning.
If they can't get this passed, where do we go from here? What does that timeline look like to get something in place?
Well, the timeline is they have to get it done at some point. Maybe they break something off on doing an individual debt ceiling bill. Maybe the Senate goes first. You know, John Thune, the majority leader, has said we want this by July 4th. And so maybe the Senate would pass something and then say, here, House, we passed something you didn't. I think things are a little bit different now because, you know, when we had the two frameworks that the House dealt with in April and then in February, they came right up to the post and stumbled and then got it done. This is different than the congressional experience with President Trump in 2017 and the initial failed effort in the House to repeal and replace Obamacare. They had a bigger majority, but you had Republicans who were not aligned with President Trump. They all wanted to repeal and replace Obamacare, but they were not on Trump's team.
Right.
Most of them. Different group now, for the most part.
Okay.
And so they are willing to, you know, go to the mat for him and get this done. So, you know, the debt ceiling is August. That would be the other date they have to get this done. And these tax cuts expire at the end of the year. That would be the other deadline.
So the getting it done by Memorial Day weekend was their own self-imposed goal, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. So if it
nothing gets done around here without a deadline.
That's true.
And even then, it doesn't really get done.
I know. Then sometimes it doesn't get done.
Yeah.
Chad Pergram, thank you, my friend. I appreciate the real-time update there.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You have a great week. Thank you. Chad Pergram live there on Capitol Hill for Fox. Yeah, watching them fight over this. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with Thomas Massie. I admire the fact that he is a deficit hawk. He doesn't want to do anything that's going to increase that deficit. At some point, you have to look at the historic nature of what's about to happen here, and so much of it would be historic in that this may be the last and only opportunity to do some of these things which do move the ball closer to the goal for Republicans, which is shrinking government a little bit and funding more of the programs that they support. It just probably doesn't cut enough. But to do it in a reconciliation bill where you don't need a single Democrat vote, that's what you have to do sometimes. So I really hope they get it done, and I hope most of it's palatable to most of us. So we're going to be back with Charles Payne, I should say, after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities.
and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.